The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, and welcome back, my beautiful friends. Before we get into the episode today, I just want to say thank you for being here. Please remember to follow, share, leave me a review, or even send me a small donation if that feels aligning. Okay, so today, getting into today's episode. First, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I would suggest going back and starting there, because this is a two-part series. This week, we will be starting where we left off by covering the solution side of spiritual bypassing. As a quick recap, last week I had talked about a commonly overlooked variation of spiritual bypassing, which takes place entirely within our own psyche, whereas typically we see spiritual bypassing as something we are projecting onto someone else or withholding from someone else based purely on our spiritual belief systems. And this commonly overlooked variation of spiritual bypassing is what I refer to as the misinterpretation of surrender. When we spiritually bypass in this way, we typically find ourselves in a situation where we want something, we aren't seeing results, and we take that as a sign from the universe that we need to just let it go and stop wanting it altogether. Just take what the universe will give us, ask for nothing, or have zero expectations. Now, surrender, in my perspective, is something that I find a lot of people misinterpret in this way. Surrender to so many means to let go of all that we want in totality and ask for nothing, especially when we aren't seeing results. We use it as like a defense mechanism. However, I want to give a new perspective here if you find yourself in this mindset. So surrender is what comes after we discover a new desire. And it comes again every time we become aware that we haven't received it yet. And we repeat this process until we find ourselves within a solution. I want to say that again because I feel that's a really important thing. A really important statement. Surrender is what comes after we discover a new desire. It comes again every time we become aware that we haven't received it yet. And we repeat this process until we find ourselves with a solution. That is literally the entire thing. That's the entire thing. I could just stop the episode now. I'm going to keep going, but that's it. That's the secret. Surrender is what comes after we discover a new desire. The moment that you desire something and you hold that desire in your body, you allow yourself to want it. It's then followed by surrender. And then we could potentially hit roadblocks, or we become aware in the near future that we have not received that thing yet, and these are the moments to double down on surrender. And then we keep repeating this process until we find ourselves the solution. But what most of us do instead is we use surrender as an excuse to become lazy, to explain away why we haven't received something, or to just validate that we'll never receive it at all. And surrendering or wanting nothing is the better option, or that the universe has guided us to that place of wanting nothing. Like the universe is directly saying, just stop wanting things. So let's say you've been attempting to manifest new clients within your business. You've been wanting to take a new approach because you've already tried to hustle and grind your way there, but this time you want to completely surrender to the process. Let's say you've been visualizing, you've been creating your most ideal client persona, you've taken 20 courses by now on the topic, and still no clients have signed, and you're not getting very many, if any, clients who are even expressing interest. Every day, as more time passes, maybe you find yourself comforting yourself within your lack of progress by saying things like, there is a reason why I don't have any clients right now. The universe is telling me that I don't have clients right now for a reason. The universe is trying to tell me something. But really, your desire for new clients has already been answered by the universe. All your new clients are queued up for you, and you're too busy believing and focusing on this thought that the universe isn't sending anyone to you for a reason, when really, in those moments, you're just cutting yourself off from receiving a new solution, each time you reiterate that the universe is withholding them for a reason. I think it's hilarious because we create entire narratives about the universe's intentions. And the universe is back there like, I never said that, but you know, free will. I can't really tell them they misunderstood until they ask. So in these moments, we've created a story where we put the weight of our business and its level of success on the universe. We're bypassing reality, bypassing what is actually working for us, while also bypassing what isn't, and we unknowingly cut ourselves off from receiving what we ask for in the first place, which is most likely a solution that we and nobody else has ever thought of before. This means it's going to take real faith and knowing that the solution exists and is just a moment of surrender away rather than believing that what we want hasn't come for a reason. Do you see how this focuses on, how that focuses on the lack of solution or the problem rather than being open to receiving the solution? Like when you say something like, it's not here for a reason, you're focusing on lack of solution instead of being open to receiving solution. So typically what happens in these situations is we get so frustrated that we convince ourselves that we do not want that thing anymore. And we use the universe as the excuse for why we can't have it or why we don't have it. Like the universe is willingly withholding what we have asked for, which means it's clearly not meant for us. That's what the universe is trying to say, at least. But surrender does not mean want nothing. It means find the purest form of desire that you can for that thing. And in the moments when we feel it hasn't happened yet, this is when we get to say, I still desire it anyway, not I guess it wasn't meant for me. Because one, I still desire it anyway, is open to solution. I guess it wasn't meant for me is shutting ourselves off to it. We say things like, I'm going to completely surrender, and if it happens, then it was meant for me. If it doesn't happen or doesn't come easily, then that's the universe telling me it's not meant for me. But here's the thing, desire doesn't cease to exist just because it hasn't been received in our physical reality yet. Immediately when we say something like that, it knocks us out of pure desire, and we are no longer in a position to receive because we're trying to fool ourselves into believing that surrender means we don't care if we receive it or not. But again, surrender doesn't mean do nothing. It means allow your desire to exist and let go of needing to know how it will be received until you receive inspired action to take. And if after taking action and you still haven't received your manifestation and you become aware of that fact, you bring yourself back once more to the purest form of desire that you can muster and allow yourself to be open to the next step and the next step and the next step, knowing that each step that you take brings you closer and closer to its fulfillment. Instead of getting to that first action step, which a lot of us do, we'll surrender enough, believe enough to get to the first action step. We either won't take it because we believe it's taking us out of surrender, which it does in some sense, but we're meant to leave surrender in order to take action. And then a lot of times what people will do is they'll take that first action and it won't give them the exact result they're looking for, and they'll think, oh, well, that was a failure. I didn't do it right. And then they completely cut themselves off from the fulfillment or from the inspiration to come back in again. So let's look at this in layers. So first, the first layer is a desire. We want something. Maybe we've been wanting it for a long time. Maybe it's brand new. But typically, this desire is born out of contrast, which is just a moment in time when we find ourselves within a situation that we do not like. That's all it is. In those moments, we are dissatisfied, and if we are aware of the way the laws of the universe work, then we know to only focus on the dissatisfaction long enough to let it give us clarity on what we actually want instead. So we've now asked for what we want, and the next step is when surrender comes in. Sometimes the surrender is deeply needed, purely because there is a lot of resistance in place with this desire that we've been asking for. Say it's something really big, like you want a mansion, and you're currently living in a flat with four roommates. That will most likely be very difficult for the mind to comprehend, being able to move from this four roommate flat to a mansion, right? We don't need to cast out the desire at this point, but that's what a lot of people do. We just need to allow it to exist in as pure a form as we can without spinning the stories that hammer away at why we can't actually have it, why it'll be too hard, why it'll never happen. Once we've allowed ourselves the desire at the level that we can muster in that moment, this is when we surrender. This level of surrender isn't the same thing as saying the universe says this isn't meant for me, because the universe is already holding you in that place energetically that you desire to go to. The universe already sees you there. You already have it in the energetic reality. Rather, this place of surrender is about leaning on trust and faith that you will be guided to it, that you will be guided to the energetic reality that already exists. And we surrender enough to believe that we probably don't know what the solution is, that there's a chance that the solution hasn't even been invented in the human world yet, releasing all expectation of what it will be, which is the hardest part of the equation. We allow the desire to exist as purely as we can, while simultaneously trusting that that's all we need to do for now. Then, from this place, we allow all the doors to open to inspired potential, inspired thought, synchronicities, and action steps that will eventually lead us there. And while we go through this step in the process of recognizing inspiration and taking action on it, we continue surrendering into the faith that we are being led and guided towards what we desire. This is especially true when bumps in the road present themselves to us, because these are the moments when we want to throw our hands up in the air and say something like, I guess it's not meant for me, I should just stop having expectations. But when you do this, you immediately shut yourself off to the inspired thought you were just tapped into. So this is less of a step-by-step process and more of a layering process. Can you layer surrender on top of your desires by allowing the desire to exist while you are surrendering to the how? And then can you layer action on top of desire and surrender, allowing yourself to take inspired action and knowing that even if this isn't the last step in the process, that you will continue layering desire, surrender, action, desire, surrender, action, until you end up with exactly what you've been asking for. It's just that process of desiring something, surrendering to how it's going to come to fruition, taking an action step when the inspiration strikes, but allowing yourself to hold the desire and surrender at the same time. Allowing yourself to surrender in the sense that now that you have an action step, you are going to follow it until you reach the end of the headlights, right? Like, let's say you've got headlights going in the middle of the night, and you're going to follow the headlights until you reach the end of the light path, until you reach the end. You're just going to keep walking and letting the next step and the next step and the next step present itself. And you're never going to get tripped up when you reach the end of that light beam and think, oh, well, didn't work. You're going to keep surrendering in those moments, trusting that the next step will present itself to you. Okay, and that's it. I hope you found this helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram or send me an email. And if you're interested in working with me, you can do the same. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friends. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.